Oh, my hair. My hair is really mental. Mental. Some people say, like, my personality. It's really curly, really thick. I'm mixed race, but I've got more leaning towards afro. So it's very corkscrewy, which is not really a black trait in hair. Black hair is normally straight and short. Mixed race hair is normally a little bit longer, can be really long and really curly. But I'm halfway. I'm like half black, half white, literally. So my hair can be all different textures. I've got some really straight bits in there, really thick bits. Really, I mean, it's really curly. I mean, you wouldn't even be able to count them if you, like, was going to try and count them, which would be mental anyway, but you know. But I've always, I've had this really complex relationship with my hair, which I guess everybody does, but you know, it's just really complex. I wanted to have that mixed race hair that my friends had that would be long and swingy and like, oh, look, a mixed race, really lovely, curly, swingy hair. But I'm not. It's just like curls. So it's taken me a long time to get to love it, actually. But I think now that we're in a sort of place where hair is like, you know, especially black hair, we've got like more being free and going towards being natural, that I actually have released it. But I've not just released it, I've released myself. So I've released the curls. I don't put gel on it anymore. Well, that's not particularly true. I do if I want it to just stay proper curly and not just go too frizzy. So I do that when it's wet and then let it dry. I try and dry it naturally. But I just let it go. So because the front's a bit heavier, it sort of falls down in front of my eye a little bit. So that's flicky. My daughter called it a cowlick. I think that's how you pronounce it. And yeah, I like it now. It's free. Lots of people come up to me and say, oh, you look really glamorous. Glamorous! That's a laugh. But I mean, that's what they say. So you've got to go along with what people are saying. And no, I really like it. I don't know why I didn't do it years ago. Well, I did because, you know, it's peer pressure because of obviously hairstyles and, you know, actually living and being in a more predominantly white society meant that I probably didn't feel comfortable being wild and being myself, but not anymore. You know, there's so much regeneration. I mean, this is wrapping it up, you know, with like where you live and how areas change. But you know, like I was born and raised in southeast London, so I know Peckham, I know Lewisham and New Cross and Broccoli, and all these places have become regenerated with people that walk around like white boys walk around with locks and curly hair and, you know, and it's like, oh, wow, man, hair's really cool. So, yeah, I'll go with that. Thanks. Yeah, so I've released it and I'm free. Free at last. Free at last. Thank God my curls are free at last.